Premier Construction.
Yeah, is James available?
This is James.
Hey, James, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing today, sir?
Doing good, doing good. How about yourself?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking. So I'm just giving you a follow-up call. We spoke yesterday, right, regarding Google, Facebook marketing, custom website design, and promotion. Do you remember speaking with me?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Okay, so any questions for me that I can answer?
So I read over your email, and
good.
I guess here where it says that I'm able to look at my own keywords and everything.
Yes.
How many keywords or keyword phrases do you put in there to start with?
20 keyword phrases to start.
Okay. Can I add to that?
You can, absolutely. So what would happen, right? Let's say you're like, hey, let's get this started. I want to get rocking and rolling on it. We schedule, mm-hmm. I got to verify business info first off to make sure we're setting the profile up correctly. But we schedule mm-hmm. a client interview with one of our, your assigned technician. And our techs are experts in keyword phrases, so they're going to pull up how people are searching it in your area. But obviously, you know your industry and area best, right? So they'll go over mm-hmm. those in detail with you, and you can absolutely, like, make changes to the keywords or add any keywords you want.
So I can add in addition to the 20 that you start out with?
Yes, sir, you can. Correct.
So the reason I bring this up, mm-hmm. without boring you with a long-winded story, but
yeah, go ahead.
Used to, I had for a lot of years, I had a website,
mm-hmm.
and it went through, was hosted by AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
And in the early days of that website, you used their format. You could pick out whatever you wanted to look like between four or five of their formats, and mm-hmm. and you put your pictures in there and your keywords. And you could always add to those keywords. Well, when I first started out with that, my website got about 50 clicks a month. And
mm-hmm.
when I was talking to some of my other competitors, that's about where theirs were.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, I had added keywords and phrases in there to where I just guessed that I maybe had 1,000 in there.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, Google search, I come up number one or number two on virtually anything that somebody typed in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so every so often they would update what those formats look like. And one time they said, you know, your format's kind of out of date. We need to update it. So we did. And everything transferred over. Nothing was, no problems. And at this point, I'm getting 500 plus clicks a month. And my business went off the charts. I mean, I went from doing $1 million a year to doing $3.5 million a year.
Wow. That's a big
deal.
Well,
then it came time. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was doing great. And, it came time to update my format again. And they didn't tell me that they were changing how that was all structured.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden my fucking phones quit ringing. I mean, and I thought it was because it was election year, you know, things like that kind of happen, slow down. And
right.
All kinds of stuff I blamed it on. And it took about a year of calling back and forth and talking to AT&T that when they made that last transition, they took out 1,000 fucking keywords and keyword phrases and put me in with 20.
Mm.
And my Google search and fell off the map.
Mm.
And when I finally realized that and talked to them about, oh, well, you can buy keywords. You know, you can do packages for $500 a month. You can add this many. For $1,000 a month, you can add that many.
Mm.
So my point is that pretty much destroyed my business. And by me not catching it when it happened. Is there a limit and how does this work? If I add keywords in there, does it cost more?
No, it doesn't. So the limit, the max limit is 99 keywords, right?
Okay.
Just so you're fully aware of that.
That's a lot. That's what
it is. Mm-hmm. Now here's the thing too. What because we do offsite and onsite search engine optimization. So what we're doing is your keywords embedded in your website, right? Like it's called like metadata.
Yes.
It sounds like you're already familiar
with that. I understand
it. Yeah, yeah.
I know so what you're talking about.
We're using all
your verbiage in there in your descriptions that is part of that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and we're making sure all that lines up with your directory submissions on Meta too for the social media and the Google Business Profile. So it
okay.
sounds like in the past you were organically listed with the website itself. So what this is going to do is it'll obviously help drive the organic placement, but it's going to rank you in the map section as a top recommended option for your keyword phrases. And then you're also
yeah.
going to have your social media retargeted ads, which we use the same keywords for those as well on Facebook and
okay.
Instagram. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. Okay, so recently, I mean, I'm coming out of my slow period. We always slow in November and December,
right?
Because we do primarily residential remodel. People
mm-hmm.
don't let up tear their kitchens up in the holidays, and so
right.
I'm used to that, and I'm used to kind of taking that as my vacation time of the year. My phones are completely dead. And, the last couple of weeks I've been going to, I went online to make sure I had claimed my business with Google.
Right.
And,
I saw that.
Okay. So up at the top of that where it says, profile strength, I went in there and added a bunch of keywords because it again only had about 10 keywords or so in there. I added a bunch in there and my profile strength was in green and said great, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the course of adding to or changing something in there, now that my profile strength is in red and I can't understand why and I can't find out what's happened there.
Right. So the issue is because I see the Google Business Profile. I see the post on there. You have the photos, right? The directory. So Google has these bots that crawl the internet and they're scanning for your name, your address, your phone number, your website, and your content, meaning your keyword phrase tags. So those keywords aren't lining up on all the directories that you're submitted to. So we're going to make sure that's the case for like the major players, including Bing, Apple, Yahoo, Google, of course, and Meta for the Facebook and Instagram. We're using those same keywords in your social media ads too. And one thing with the profile strength too, you don't have any reviews, obviously, because, you know, you just claimed the listing, but we're going to want to help you to boost those reviews. We offer like a request review link for you to send clients.
Can you pull reviews off of my Facebook
not.
Page and put on them?
We can't transfer them, unfortunately not. But what we will do.
Yeah, there's a lot of them on there.
Right, which is good. That still helps, right, with the presence. But we want to start getting reviews on Google. So we're going to provide you with a link that you could send to clients. You could also.
Okay.
You'll have a request review link on your dashboard where you just click it, you put the client's name in, their phone number, email, sends them a pre-made message with the link to be able to leave the review. We put it on your website too, and we customize QR codes for you as well. So, you know, you could put them on your business cards, et cetera. It just all goes into helping you to boost more reviews. So
sure.
boosting the
reviews,
making the keywords correlate to your directories are going to help your profile strength, though.
No, I got you.
Yeah.
So going back to the website deal, when that happened, and then for me to have a substantial number of keywords and all, they boosted me up because I was paying like with my Yellow Pages ads and my website was like $1,700 a month, and I canceled my website. So I don't have a website anymore. I haven't had it in about 5 years. So,
right, we include one with the platform because it goes into the search engine optimization. So basically, our base package, like the rate we went over with you, is that $299 monthly. That's what we kind of start you at, right? And after like month two, month three, month four, we like to see the traction that you're getting from that. And then we have options where you can upgrade to either Google Ads, which is pay-per-click, or Google Guaranteed, which is like a pay-per-lead platform, you know? But starting out
yeah,
on that...
I probably wouldn't want to do that, but...
Oh, it's the best lead program on the market currently, though. I'm the main person that sets those accounts up. Like, it is, it's freaking amazing. You know, but we want to see your traction that you're getting organically and from the social media retargeted ads and from your website, because that may be plenty, right? And you may not need to upgrade, but we do have options for you to do like a Google ad campaign or Google guaranteed in the future. What I was saying.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you do about the domain name on something like that?
So what we do, because I already took a look at your old domain, the Premier Construct or CONST.org, that's currently like nobody owns it, right? So what we would do is include it in the $299, we purchase a domain for you. Unless you already had your own domain, then we walk you through adding us on as manager to it. Right.
But so if you purchase that, is all of those pictures and is all that verbiage, is all of that still laying out there somewhere?
No, it's not, unfortunately, because your old domain is completely, like, deactivated. Like, you didn't renew it, so there's no content
on
it.
Yeah, it's
gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yes, sir. So we'd have to completely redesign it, basically, you know.
So instead of using a .org, because that's kind of strange, I mean, .org is usually for nonprofit stuff, would it be better to do something different than an .org, like a .net or something?
Yeah, so we always shoot for .com, right? But if .com's not available, then they look at .net or .org. So part of the client interview, that's where they go over the keyword phrases with you, right? How you want your website to look, your social media ads. They'll also go over what type of domain name you want.
Okay.
And it depends, though, because sometimes there's, like, companies out there that purchase domains and then they sell them back to you for, like, 10 grand. So, you know, like...
Yeah. I thought about
like
doing that myself.
some guys, man, they make buku bucks doing that, but it's...
I've seen that where they make millions of dollars, you know.
They'll buy it for like three bucks, or whatever. And then they sell it for like 10 grand. It's crazy. But
my luck is I'd have 10 grand in a bunch of cheap ass names that nobody ever fucking wanted. So, you know,
that's
how it works in my neighborhood.
But, well, you know, what we do, instead of paying 10 grand, right, we find a .net or something similar. So in the client interview, though, that's part of their job and what they do. They'll pull up, like, the domain name, availability, and which one you want, you know.
So way back when I had that website, my company name was Premier Construction.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point, I got incorporated, and then I was, my name, James Grant, LLC, was incorporated, and this and that, and I closed all of that down, and I added services to my name. So the company name is Premier Construction Services.
Got it.
And when you Google online, there are, across the nation, and even in Texas, there are other Premier Construction Services. If you start Googling pictures and shit and all, I mean, there's quite a few of them around, so... But that's what the name needs to be, Premier Construction Services, and that lines up with what's on Facebook. So.
And Google, too. Yeah, that's how you put the...
That's right.
So everything we do, we're going to make sure Premier Construction Services is the same name all across the board, you know. Now, there's other companies that will show up, but if somebody is doing a search in, like, you know, Florida or, you know, Utah or something, doesn't matter if other ones show up. We want it to be your name for your area, though. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
But even, like, when I type in Premier Construction Services, like, in your area, obviously you show up. But like you said, if I do a search, you know, I mean, there's a company in Yorba Linda, California, right, that shows up. So it just depends where they're located and they're doing those searches, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
And our main goal
is... What do you have any... Do you have any kind of numbers? Are you able to see what the remodeling industry, bathrooms and kitchens and things like that, what kind of a number of people on a monthly basis that's searching for that in this area?
So that's going to be through Google Analytics. My department doesn't work on that. We set the accounts up on the account management team, right? But our tech side, they can actually see the analytics, like how many times people are searching, what keywords they're searching, where those searches are coming from. Right. So in that client interview, they go over, and that's why we don't essentially like just let clients pick them, because we don't want you to pick a keyword that has zero searches, right? Like, so if you have suggestions of what you want, obviously we take those and we pull up the analytics, but if there's no searches, it doesn't make sense to target you for something like that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so, but our tech team, they have full access to all that stuff, you know?
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Very good.
All right, so
what do I need to do now?
So first off, let me just verify everything. So the company name, like you mentioned, it's Premier Construction Services, right? That's how we're branding it?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And no domain name, so I'll have them do that in the client interview. Your address, is it the 303 Westchester Street in Longview 75601?
Correct.
Okay, and you want that hidden online, right?
I don't care one way or the other.
Have it showing on Google. Okay, so we'll keep it.
I think it's showing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, so we'll have it showing then. Okay, services. So I'm not getting into the keywords right now. We'll do that in the client interview. I just need a general idea of the type of services you want to be found for so they can run the analytics.
Well, I mean, so the other day on Google, it had, underneath my company name off to the right, it had carpenter listed over there. I don't know where the hell it came up with that at, because I never would have put something like that in there. We're actually a general contractor.
General contractor.
The main things that we do are kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, and garage enclosures.
Got it.
These days, that's really kind of the main things that we do. We're a residential remodeler, I guess you'd say.
Perfect. Okay. What will happen to you, they'll pull up all the keywords related to those services. And then you're doing all the sub work in there too, right? Like the painting, the drywall, the cabinetry, you're a full general contractor. Got it. Any exterior work that we should know about? Like, are you doing roofing, concrete, room additions?
Well, we do those kind of things when it's part of the whole project, but I don't, I'm in the latter stages of my career. I've slowed down. I don't have a big crew like I used to have, so I don't really want phone calls for just roofing or just concrete or things like that.
Got it. So you're in the stage of your career, right? Hey, this is what I want. Let's target that. That's perfect, man.
Yeah, I like this interior shit for the most part because it keeps me out of the ice and it keeps me out of the boiling suns.
Right. Saves your knees, too, you know? Like,
when you get as old as me, buddy, you got to save what you can when you can.
That's right. Live and learn, brother, you know, for sure. I always try to learn from you. I always get like little tips from our clients, you know.
So, that's right.
Yeah, I got a little.
Well, main thing is stay the fuck out of construction work. That'd be my biggest advice to you.
Make
an old man out of a young body for sure.
For sure. My brother, he's been in general construction for years. You know, he does concrete, like everything, and man, he's you know.
I started in my teens, and I turned 61 last month, and I feel like I'm 161 most days, you know.
Pushing 200.
Fucking concrete guys, framers and roofers, all that kind of stuff. That's hard on the body.
I'm going to put it on the notepad. Stay out of construction.
Absolutely, man. I've been blessed. I've made a lot of money, but it's my body's paid for it. So.
For sure. I hear that a lot from my buddies that do it too, you know. But So the phone number that you want marketed to, it's the 903-232-7190 number. Is that right?
That's cool. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And what I'm going to do, okay, I'm going to send you a text with my direct line and extension. Actually, I sent it yesterday and it didn't go through. I sent an email already yesterday, but text messages, you don't receive them to this phone, huh?
To this?
Yeah,
well,
is that a cell phone or an office?
Well, that 7190 is my office phone.
Got it. Okay, so that's why the text.
Now, I happen to have it right now. It's forwarded to my cell phone because I haven't been here a lot.
Okay.
But that phone don't get any text. My cell phone to text to is 903-738-3609.
Perfect. So 903-738-3609. And we're just using that for communication from us, right? You don't want that marketed.
That's correct.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to send you a text right now to your cell with my direct line and extension. So that way, mm-hmm. if you ever have any questions, you can contact me directly. And obviously, you know, if I need to get you to the text side, I will, you know.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot that to you now. And I'm also going to send you a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. It just shows you the features you have on your tracking system and exactly how to use them. But it's really easy.
Okay.
Like, once you get logged in, I'm sure you'll have it down.
Right.
Especially
yeah,
you.
Yeah, used to on our website, we were able to, instead of counting on AT&T to do it because they were so slow, we were able to go in and add our own pictures and add our own verbiage or change up what, you know, we managed it ourselves.
You can with ours too. So in our company, everything we do here is in-house. So any changes you want made, we could do them live over the phone with you. So we are quick with it. But in your dashboard, you're going to have something titled Web Editor. When you click on that, you have full access to make your own changes to the site. The only thing though is with the keyword, if you try to make a keyword change, it's going to send it to our tech side so they can confirm the change and make that everywhere online. Does that make sense?
Right, I got you. Yeah, just there, everywhere. I got
yeah,
you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thing you can't modify yourself on the site because it'll send a request to them to call you just to make sure we have everything lined up, you know? But on there too, you could always add new photos, videos, promotions you're running. And those will automatically load to Google, Facebook, and your website from one spot.
Okay.
All right. Now, the next step to this, James, what I'm going to do, I'm going to assign that tech to your company and schedule your client interview with your tech. Again, this is where you guys do all the fun stuff. Keywords, social media ads, the website, et cetera. Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you outlining our service agreement that everything's month-to-month here, no contracts.
Okay. All right.
Then you'll get your email confirmations too, you know. As far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay. And is it James Grant, or is there a middle initial, too?
W.
W. All right. So James W. Grant. And billing address, is it the same 303 Westchester Street?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And the card you'll be using, is it Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
5156-7688-4456-9759.
Expiration?
0527.
All right. And the CVC code?
It's kind of faded. It looks like it's 232.
232? Okay. If it's wrong, because we use TrustWave certification, it will tell me ABS mismatch, so we'll know, you know, but, so what I'm doing now, I already coded out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I will read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, James. It'll ask you a few questions already asked. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Premier Construction Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
James Grant, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is January 25th, 2024, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. That the CVC code too, just so you know, that was correct.
Okay.
So few more questions for the tech side, okay? They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Probably emails, because if I'm out on a job site, I'm not always where I can answer a phone or and
right the service area or on a job.
Yeah,
makes sense.
And a text, you know, for a yes or no or a quick question is okay, but to carry on conversations through text is not worth the shit. So
right, for sure, I agree. But we like to go off your preference for sure, you know.
So I put email is best for me.
Okay. That client interview though, that will be phone call, right? Just so they can make sure they got everything in place, you know.
Sure. Okay.
Now, service radius too, you said 50 miles, right?
Not 50. Okay. 15 or 20, no more than that.
Got it. Perfect. All right, and I have the services here.
We used to go 75 miles out and everything, but I was a lot younger, working a lot more hours, and I'm interested in. Not to mention that used to, as far as our city license, we're licensed here in Longview, and we used to be licensed in all the little municipalities around.
Right.
But I've let all those expire out these days. I don't.
Trying to keep work closed, make sure, or it makes sense,
right.
You know. That was going to be my next question, too. So the company is still currently licensed and insured, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. And let me see. Facebook. Do you guys have a – here it is. Okay, I got your Facebook page here. So what I'm going to do, I'm sending them the link. What's going to happen, right, they're going to send you emails to – add us on as manager to the Google page and Meta too. You're still the owner of both pages. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize them for you. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So let me add this in. Facebook URL. There we go. Okay. Now, okay, the client interview, we block off a full hour for the appointment. Usually it takes about 30, 45 minutes or so, okay?
Right.
The they only have one more slot available for today. That's at 5 p.m. Does that time work for you?
Yeah. Nah, let's don't do that.
Okay.
And
so,
tomorrow, I'm likely going to play golf tomorrow. So how about Monday?
You. All right, let's put it in
when I'm not busy working, I try to take advantage of it. And,
there you go, man. Good stuff.
Monday,
good stuff.
Anytime Monday would be good.
So. All right, so the earliest they have is 9 a.m., the latest they have is 5 p.m., and they have all the slots in between except for the 2 o'clock.
9 o'clock is fine.
9 o'clock, awesome. Okay, so you're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second. It'll say local splash, CI, which just means client interview, and then EN for English, okay?
Mm-hmm.
1 hour before the appointment, you'll automatically be triggered an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming.
Okay.
And the way this appointment works, they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, and I shouldn't be because it's first thing in the morning for us, I'm going to call and I'll introduce you to the technician first, okay?
Okay.
If I am on the phone, though, they just call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, let me explain a few of these emails that are being sent to you. So just take a look at these when you get a chance. One is going to be photos, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Your business is already verified on Google, so you're good to go there. If you wanted to, like when you look on there, it'll say license, insurance, a business card, you know, a work truck, et cetera. If you want, you could submit that stuff over. That way we have it on file for Google and in case they require an advanced verification. Okay?
Okay, so copies of all that stuff?
Yeah, copies of all that stuff. So just a picture. So you'll see what I'm saying. When you go in there, it'll say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You click the link, and then it'll allow you to attach a photo of all that stuff. And what it is it's for an advanced verification because it gets you higher, faster placement on Google. Okay?
Okay.
So I recommend you do that, even though you're verified now, because January of last year, Google started requiring those a lot more. Okay? The other email is going to be, it's welcome to Local Splash. That's just your welcome email. And then you'll have your Local Splash initial invoice, okay? When you pull the invoice up, all right, it's going to have a blue hyperlink that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. When you click on that, it's going to show you everything that you're paying for in writing, okay? And in fact, are you able to pull that up now or no?
Yeah, let me look at it.
All right, perfect. That way I can just show it to you, you know.
Okay, so which one is it?
Local Splash initial invoice.
Okay.
Okay, so when you pull that one up, the fifth line down, you'll see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Okay. That's going to take you to Local Splash Terms of Experience. So just take your time to review it, but just for me to recap it for you too. So Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, that's the map section on Google. So we're going to optimize that for you. Directory submissions, it shows you the main directories that we're submitting you to. And like I mentioned, we're doing those same keywords in those directories. Okay?
Right.
My site custom website. Okay, so you're going to see, we're on a recorded line, right? You're going to see something about fees on there. Your My site is included at no additional charge, and that will reflect at the bottom of your invoice. It'll say My site, $0. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Facebook business page access, Facebook ads, those are those retargeted ads we talked about on Meta. Okay?
Right.
Google Ads and Google Guarantee, you'll see a little star next to those. Those are not included in this platform. Like I mentioned earlier, those are upgraded services. So, you know, later on, if you want more click flow or more lead flow, those are two good options to increase that. Okay?
Okay.
Especially okay. Google Guarantee, man. That one is amazing. But we'll cross that bridge later. Below that, you'll see Google Workspace. That's optional. That's like a business email. If you're interested in that, your tech will go over that with you in the client interview. Okay?
Okay.
Advanced Reporting is your tracking and reporting system. Live client support, like I mentioned, any changes you want made, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. SMS communication, we just use it as a form of communication. Like if we call and you don't answer, we don't want to blow your phone up. We know you're on a job, so we'll just send a text letting you know we called. Okay?
Right.
Delivery dates and client responsiveness. Okay. So your tracking system, you're going to have access to that 3 to 5 days from sign up. Okay? Your listings, so your directory submissions will be done within 7 to 10 days of sign up. Your website, your social media retargeted ads, and your Google listing will be fully optimized within 7 to 14 days of sign up. For you to start ranking on the first page of Google, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 30 to 45 days. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a process. All right. And then below that, you'll see payments. You'll see how your payments break down, how everything's month to month here, no contracts. So at the bottom, after you reviewed everything, it will have you check a couple boxes, and it will have you type your name in and hit confirm. When you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. That username and password is sent to you 3 to 5 days from sign up. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Any questions for me with anything on there?
No. Let's see. I'm good with all that. And I'm going to print this out right here. But one thing, so a while ago when you were talking about the Google verification. And
yes.
So the city of Longview, like on my license, I don't even know if I have anything that says I have a license anymore.
Okay.
The city of Longview, they used to actually, we had a, every year when we renewed it, we had a an actual license that they printed out.
Mm-hmm.
And they quit that about 10 years ago.
Okay.
I don't know if I got any.
It's probably online is what it is. So usually you're able to like look it up. But any document that you have that just shows that the business is registered would be fine, you know.
Okay, because the last time that somebody, and I forget what it was, that was hell-bent on had to have it, it might have been for a permit somewhere else or something. Anyways, the city down there, I went down there trying to get them to print something for me, and all they finally did was, on their letterhead, they just wrote, James Grant is licensed to the city of Longview. Okay. They don't really do anything like that anymore.
Let me take a quick look, because I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up, and that's where we typically have to submit license and insurance. So when I did a search for the general contractor vertical, which just, like, means the category, it shows me that licensing is not required for your area, but insurance is for Google Guaranteed. So that's Google Guaranteed, though. That's a separate service. So what I'd recommend, just skip the license part. You put the insurance in there and any additional photos you have of what's on that list, right? Submit that. That way we could get it submitted to Google for advanced verification. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so just skip the license part. And I'll put in the notes for your tech, too, that license isn't required for that area.
That's really kind of weird because the city of Longview does require us to have a license. They just don't have nothing that they print out.
Yeah.
And also, along with our license, we're not required to even have insurance.
Right. So what I'm talking about specifically was Google Guaranteed, right? Like, it'll show me the area, the vertical, and what's required. So I was just going over Google Guaranteed specifically, and it shows that licensing isn't required and insurance is. So it's kind of, it's like Google's rules, but that's for the pay-per-lead program, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is what you have on there, because you're already Google verified. You're good to go there. What I'd recommend, though, is anything, any pictures you do have on there, like obviously workplace, right? It's not a pizza shop. So you would just skip the workplace part, but put any pictures like business card, work vehicle, any of that stuff. That way they have it on file in case Google requires an advanced verification. Okay?
Okay. No. Okay.
It's just a safety measure for you, you know? The other thing I'm going to send you, okay, because your client interview is on Monday. Usually they send these out in the client interview, but I'm going to send you important, please add us to your Google Business profile. That way you could take a look at it over the weekend. And I'm going to send you also for Meta, for the Facebook page. Now, if you don't get it done before Monday, that's perfectly fine because they're going to walk you through it in that client interview. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, hold on. I got you the Google
thanks
one.
Thanks for sending me. I just click on something and okay it. Is that what I got
to
do?
So, the connect us to your Google listing, like to add us on as manager, there's going to be steps on it that shows you exactly how to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And basically, I'm not all literate, but I'll give it a whirl. So.
Right. You know a lot more than most. Like when I hear clients saying analytics and stuff, I'm like, okay, they know what they're talking about. For sure. But all I'm saying, I'm just getting it to you before the client interview. You don't have to get it done before then because they'll walk you through it. But if you are able to, that's perfect. It'll just speed your client interview up, you know?
Okay.
Let me see. Let me just find the Facebook one. Give me a second. Action needed. I'm going to message our Facebook department just to make sure they send you the right one. So I got you the Google listing one. I'll message the Facebook department to make sure I'm sending you the right one to add us to that, you know? Because there's like a bunch on here for Facebook.
Right.
All right, but again, you don't have to do it before Monday, but at least you have it and you see it, and if you do have it done, it'll just speed your client interview up. Okay?
Okay.
All right, any questions for me in the meantime?
I think that about covers it.
All right, well, I want to say enjoy golf tomorrow. It sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, and I'll touch base with you.
Last week, it was when we played last Friday, it was 35 degrees and 20 mile an hour wind.
Wow. Wow. That
it's fairly
like
miserable.
A,
it's supposed to be 60 tomorrow, so it's going to be a lot better day tomorrow.
Hopefully the wind ain't gusting like that either. I mean, I know my shot would be way off if the wind's going like that.
I'm not a good golfer, so that really fucks things up right there.
Right. I'm not either, man. I can hit it far. I can't hit it straight, though. That's my issue.
That's how most of us are.
For sure. But it was a pleasure speaking with you. Anytime you have questions, don't hesitate to call. If I'm on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay?
Sounds great.
All right. So we'll touch base on Monday, and then when you get a chance, you know, just check out those emails, and I'll get you that Facebook one here shortly too. Okay?
Will do.
All right, sir. Congratulations again. Have a great rest of your day.